How much?
How do you feel health-wise and everything else going on?
Health-wise, I'm feeling good, feeling great, ready to roll.
You know, obviously, they haven't seen him. Nobody's had a chance to scout you with this new coaching staff. Are there going to be new wrinkles? Is there anything that we haven't seen?
Oh, you just have to wait and see. You have to wait and see, but, you know, I'm excited. You know, it's been a long time coming for me, even more so, not participating, you know, in the preseason. But, you know, we're about to kick off the season, man. So, you know, everybody just be excited and for a good season to come.
How do you weigh those two things, resting, not being used, even though you always seem, I remember Coach Frazier, you say, you know, we have to take his helmet away.
Yeah, you know, I've been in the league for a long time, and, you know, preseason is a lot that comes with that, you know, a lot of wear and tear on the body, and, you know, taking chances as well, you know, and you just, you know, rather not take, you know, any chances, you know, take it in the regular season when it really counts, you know, I'm sure you can see some stories in the preseason where some, you know, some starters, some key players went down, you know, so I know that has a lot to do with it, and then on top of that, you know, you get a chance to rest your body and get ready for a long season.
So you've gotten more cool with it.
Yeah, I have. You know, my first couple of years, it was hard, you know, but, you know, savvy vet now, you know, so I understand the big scheme.
Are you a different runner at all now than you were early in your career?
A different.
You know, as you talk about learning the game and learning your body and learning the system?
Not really. You know, it's basically some things I've said before, you know. Just being smarter in different situations, you know, but still playing the game physical.
And your new defensive guys have a hard time getting out of your way in practice?
They do. They do.
You're looking for contact almost. I mean,
yeah, it's kind of like a one-sided thing. A lot of defense players come to me and say and complain about it. Because I do look for contact, and I kind of give the guys, you know, a shoulder or two from time to time. And, you know, I know guys like Harrison Smith, you know, he's not going to back down, you know, so kind of rubs him the wrong way, you know, sometimes. And he voices to me, you know, nothing that he's mad about, but, you know, but it is what it is.
What's it like? When you first came into the league, I know that you probably want as many touches as you could get. Now, do you try to get more quality touches?
I think it's the same, you know. I go in and I want to help my team win in any way possible, you know. So, you know, if that's 100 touches, then, hey, you know, so be it. You know, so that hasn't changed at all.
What's it like when you haven't been hit for, I guess, December 22nd was the last time you got hit. What's it like when you haven't been hit for so long going out there and then getting that first hit or two?
You know, honestly, I'm able to make the transition pretty quick, uh-huh. You know. Of course, it's different, you know, because, you know, you're probably one of the first guys, you know, that's going to be on the field, you know, Sunday to actually get hit.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I've been playing this game. I'm a physical back. You know, I practice the way I play, you know, even though the guys will avoid me and do it at a time. So I think I'll be able to, you know, transition really quickly.
Your last game was against Zimmer defense, and now you say glad those guys are on our side, or that's schemes on the other on your side, you know?
Yeah.
They got a pretty good defense, obviously.
Yeah, definitely got a pretty good defense that we're going up against. And, you know, I'm excited, you know, when I see defenses and I watch them.
Yeah.
And, you know, those guys fly to the ball, they're aggressive, they're a top-notch defense. You know, as a group, we look forward to that, you know, because we are confident and what we're able to do as well. So it'll be a good test for us.
Aaron, you said last time you played St. Louis that those defensive guys were talking to you quite a bit. What kind of things were they saying?
I can't remember, but they said enough to make me fire back. And like I say, normally I'm the assassin out there.
Yeah.
I was the talking assassin. But, you know, from some secondary on down, those guys was talking so much noise. And then we ripped a long run on them, and they got kind of quiet, you know. So, you know, hopefully things play out the same way.
Do you ever hear much from opposing players at all?
Not really. You know, maybe because I don't really talk when I'm out there, talk trash or anything. But for whatever reason, I don't know if ED gave him a call. I was like, hey, you know, you need to try getting this guy head or something. He's approaching my record, you know, or whatever. Or maybe they're just fiery like that. I'll find out. I'll be able to confirm it Sunday.
It didn't work out too well for him, though.
Say again?
212 yards. It didn't work out too well for him.
I know.
Chad said that the number one thing going into the opener is to erase the bad taste from last year, that more so than any other year, that's kind of sticking with him. You're a competitor, just everyone else here, but you're fierce about it. Is that in the back of your mind, too?
Yeah, I definitely agree with him. You know, he's a guy that I have so much respect for. He's been here, 90 years now. And, definitely getting that bad taste out. Because the way the season ended last year is not the right one, you know. And when you got an ultimate competitor like Chad, who's just like me, you know, you definitely want to get that taste out your mouth and get back on the right track. And that's just the mindset of everyone that's in this locker room.
Are you more excited for this opening day than you have been in a few years? A lot of the veterans are, because of this new, renewed kind of anticipation in the locker room.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. It's the beginning of something new, and, from day one, guys have been excited about it, you know, learning, just continuing to take steps forward in all areas, you know, not just practice and learning the system, but, you know, just being involved with, you know, guys, you know, the coaches and stuff around the locker room and, you know, the whole setup. So it's going to be exciting just to finally get out there as one unit and play together and really get the season started and see what we're going to be able to do.
What do you remember about the first carry last year against Detroit going all the way? Was it kind of like, hey, who needs preseason games after that first carry?
You know, it was kind of funny because I think that Tuesday wins and me and Toby and Man Asiata was talking, and I was like, man, I'm gonna take the first carry. I'm going to take it to the house. And, you know, I really didn't think about it. I said it and really meant it when I said it. Mm-hmm. And then when it happened, when I came to the sideline, they reminded me. They was like, oh, man, you said that you were going to do that. And I kind of remembered. So hopefully I'm going to try to say it again. Hopefully it worked out the same way. But I remember a touchdown.
So you're calling your shot for Sunday, like Babe Ruth?
Yeah, might as well speak it. Yeah. Touchdown, first run.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully you recover fumble at the one, and it's only a one-yard run.
Say again. Cool.
If you guys recover fumble at the one, it'll be a one-yard run. That'd be a lot easier.
I like that scenario. I like the odds better.
Going up against Greg Williams' defense, I know there was a lot of animosity among the players when he was with New Orleans. Do you carry that, or does that just go away?
I don't carry that at all. You know, those guys took a couple of hits. I was more so concerned about Favre.
Right.
They were really banging them around. But me, I love that. I love playing against physical defense. You know, I feel like that's the way the old school defense, you know how those guys used to play? That's what I want to go against every week. You know, so I love the style that these guys play with.
So put the bounty on you.
Hey, do what you want.
Good. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.